keeping in mind that a lot of the people, a lot of the Irish people that were here were temps who, just like any big construction project that we have going now, they came here to build the canal, and they were just working along from the Erie Canal along for, in New York, and they were brought in to dig out what could only have been hideous back then. It was woods and swamps, and a lot of them died from cholera. They called black tongue. They had some kind of mosquito-borne thing that wiped a lot of them out. They were not well paid. They were given whiskey every day, big cup of whiskey, and I don't know, I can't remember, was it a nickel or something like that, for pretty much breaking their backs down there. At one point when I was trying to establish Irish settlers in Akron, I went to look for graves and things like that. Somebody said there was the cemetery was kind of by what we now know as, every Akron person knows as, Luigi's, and in and around that area, Furnace Street. And they said, well, that cemetery was so poorly regarded that they didn't even bother to move a lot of the bodies. A few of the bodies were moved to Glendale, and when they were buried at Glendale, it was on par with how slaves were buried. So it was nameless, approximate ages, and a guess at what happened to them. There was woman, Irish, 30s, drown. And that's it. Whereas the German canal workers were all kind of visible people. They had names and addresses, and the Irish people were not treated like that. You find the records that were church records, missionary priests that came through. And the missionary priests came through and were saying Mass. The Germans weren't Catholic, so it was the Irish that they said Mass for. And they were stopping around St. V's. So they had a house that was called the Old Dunn House that they said Mass in. And then they built another kind of rough structure on what's now Green Street down at St. V's. And then it was the Irish that built the church up the hill. So there had to be enough of them to contribute and do that. And the same thing in Cleveland with St. Malachy's. That was also built by Irish canal workers.